بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما يقول إذا لبس ثوبا جديدا أو نعل أو نحوه. This chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains that what a person should say when he is wearing new clothes, new shoes, etc. So what dua a person should make when he is wearing new clothes. Find the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various occasions, entire day for mu'min, a believer, in the night, evening, morning, there are certain du'as which are masnoon du'as. So some recite these du'as. So even when wearing clothing also, new clothing especially, a special du'a used to be made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abi Sa'id ibn al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha sajaddatha thawban sammahu bismihi imamatan, aw qamisan, aw rida'an yaqul, اللهم لك الحمد أنت كسوتنيه أسألك خيره وخير ما صنع له وأعوذ بك من شره وشر ما صنع له. رواه أبو داود الترمذي قال حديث حسن. أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whenever he wore a new garment, إذا استجد ثوبا, then he would name it. For example, if it was an imama or it was a qamis, whatever it was, he would name it. Whether it's a turban, a long kurta, a short, long shirt, a cloak, he would say, oh Allah, all praise be to you. Allahumma laka alhamd. All praise be to you. Anta kasawtanihi. You have given me this garment. As'aluka khayrahu wa khayra ma suni'a lahu. I ask you for the good of it and the good for which it was made. Ulama explained, the good of it means that this garment should remain with the person for as long time as possible. It must be usable. The person must make good use of it. And it should remain clean. It should be worn properly out of necessity for fulfilling the necessity of wearing clothes. وَخَيْرَ مَا صُنِعَ لَهُ. And also the good for which it was made. In other words, it was made for protection from heat, from cold. We have winter garments, we have summer garments. Also to be able to make Allah Ta'ala's ibadat properly. A person got no garments, how is he going to come for salah? A person has to cover his sastar, his private parts. So oh Allah, ask you the good of it. In other words, the garment must remain for me for a long period of time. And the good for which it was made for ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, to cover the person's private parts, to help, to cover him during winter months, etc. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهِ وَشَرِّ مَا صُنِعَ لَهُ. And I will Allah ask you protection from its evil and from the evil for which it was made. In other words, the evil, I ask you protection from its evil, refers to the garment mustn't be such that it tears very quickly, gets worn out very quickly. And I ask you protection from the evil for which it was made. It mustn't be done that I am wearing this garment for show, ostentation, for pride, for vanity. So this is the sunnat dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made when he wore new garments. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.